rest of the story. Life magazine was always interested in photographer Horace Bristol's feature ideas until this one. The downtrodden? Editors asked incredulously. Pictures of homeless, hopeless people? That's too depressing, they said. Not newsworthy, they said. Still another explained that a full quarter of Life magazine circulation came from street sales, that glamour outsold the gutter every time. But Horace asked the editors to reserve their judgment on the concept at least until they'd seen the finished piece, and they agreed. So now the already considerable reputation of the young photographer is on the line. This photo series would have to be more than a good magazine documentary. It must be a full-fledged photographic essay worthy of publishing as a separate book. Horace honed his concept. A picture may be worth 1,000 words, but a picture plus 1,000 words would be even better. That's what his documentary needed, some captions. A text to accompany the stark visual reality of the poor and the destitute. But where was he going to find that kind of a caption writer? Well, Horace picked up the phone and called directory assistance. And the operator gave him the name and number of a possibility, Johnny Ernst. Horace called that number. Have you ever done anything like this before? Horace asked the young writer. And Johnny said, no, not exactly, but he could learn. So the two men began their odyssey into the land of the lost. And Johnny was frightened at first. After all, these were dangerous times. Intruders into the dark alleys might get beaten up or even killed for their trouble. Horace Bristol did his best to reassure Johnny. After all, if the series turned out as compelling as he had envisioned it, the risk would be, well, worthwhile. And during the few weekends that the two spent together among the homeless, they took food with them to feed their hungry subjects. Stew, meat, and rice, beans, sacks of flour, loaves of day-old bread from the local Safeway. Johnny talked to the unfortunates. Horace took the pictures, nearly 2,000 pictures, and only then, after 7 weekends of work, did Johnny back out of the project. Horace was incredulous. But he was also confident that his photographs, full of poignancy and pathos, could speak eloquently for themselves. He was wrong. Life magazine looked at the spread and said, no go. The painstakingly produced pictures fell right into the world of oblivion. It was with more than a little chagrin that photographer Horace Bristol would recall this fact in the years to come. For you see, the caption writer collaborator he had hired, that writer did not discard his scribblings from their excursions. That writer wrote him up as a novel that would help him to win a Nobel Prize. Until today, you've never learned of the weekend adventures of Horace Bristol and the writer he found in the phone book, John Ernst Steinbeck. But now I hope you'll never forget how the American masterpiece was born. Steinbeck's saga of the great exodus from Oklahoma's Dust Bowl called The Grapes of Wrath. Now you know the rest of the story.